And this brings me to what I believe.
I believe that life is a spiritual struggle.
I believe in being gracious to others.
I believe in the power of science fiction.
I believe in singing badly.
I believe that God lives in the space between people.
I believe in so much more than freedom of speech. And I believe that it is time we all took a stand.
This I believe.
Every parent of a young girl has read fairy tales that begin with a princess and end with happily ever after. And every parent of a teenage girl has watched her search for these fairy tales in the drama of high school dating. This I Believe essayist, Delia Motivalli, has more realistic expectations in matters of the heart.
I believe in finding a good frog. It seems that all throughout childhood, we are taught to look for a happily ever after. And they all lived happily ever after. Isn't that the conclusion to many children's films? When I was a kid, I always thought of that as magical, but now, really, it just seems unrealistic. And it teaches us that what we want is a fairy tale like they have in the storybooks. We all want to be Cinderella who gets swept off her feet by the hot prince. We want to live in a royal castle, right? But I don't think that's necessarily a good thing for us to seek. Now, I'm not saying I believe in being pessimistic, but I do believe in being realistic. It's something I got from my mom. My mother and I have always had our best conversations in the rain. We sit in the car, neither of us wanting to brave the rain to get to the house. So we sit. We watch droplets race down the windshield, listen to the rain strike the roof of her little blue Honda, and feel the heater on full blast rushing at our feet, just the way we like it. I don't know why, but sitting in the car, we always talk more than normal. There was one rainy day when my mom told me something that is going to stick with me forever. Earlier that day, she and my dad had been arguing about something. I can't remember what. So she said, "Don't spend your life looking for Prince Charming. Instead, find yourself a really good frog." At the time, I found this thought really disheartening. Who wants to think that you'll never find Prince Charming? You'll never get to be Cinderella? Another thought that struck my mind, if my mom says there's no Prince Charming, then what's my dad? A frog? I asked her, and she replied with, "Of course! If he were Prince Charming, he wouldn't snore, would be able to cook, and we would never argue. But you know what? He's a damn good frog." Of course, being young, I didn't think of the meaning behind what she was saying. I was too busy thinking of it literally, visualizing my mom as a princess and my dad in frog form. But a few years later, I understand the value of my mom's words. You can't expect everything to be perfect. Let's be completely honest. If you waste your whole life for your prince with flowing hair, statuesque features, and a white horse, you're going to be lonely. I think that the point of finding a good frog is you accept something that's great, flaws and all. It's so easy to be picky. You can find the one tiny thing that's wrong, and that one tiny thing is what you can't get your mind off of. But in life, we can't afford to wait years in vain for perfection. So I think that a good frog, an amazing frog, the best frog you can find, is what we're really looking for in this world. Don't lace through life looking for a happily ever after, because I don't think you'll be very happy with the outcome. This I believe.
Delia Motivalli wrote this essay as a high school freshman in Fairfield, Connecticut. Her favorite subjects are math, chemistry, and art. She volunteers every week at a community supper and sits on a hunger outreach advisory board. Her essay was independently produced by Dan Gettleman for This I Believe Incorporated. You can find more information about This I Believe, including a searchable database of more than 100,000 essays and pointers for submitting your own essay at the website thisibelieve.org.
This I Believe on The Bob Edwards Show is produced by Jeffrey Reddick for Sirius XM Satellite Radio. In our noisy, chaotic world, This I Believe remains a place where people from all walks of life can reflect on what matters most in our lives. To learn how you can support this work with your tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at thisibelieve.org and click the donate button. Thanks.